Now, Mama done told me to go to church. And so I went to church. See? Of course, I didn't even get around to the foot. I didn't even stop at this moment. See? So I got to give my testimony about I'm going to live a clean, holy, consecrated, sanctified life under the law. And I thank God. But in front of me, I can tell you all the time, you ought not be lying like that. I'm just telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that I could hold up at it, hold out. You understand?
Yeah.
And I was asking him, you pray for me and you help me hold out. You understand? And you know what the preacher said? That you ought to sit down, you're not dry behind the ears yet. If you're trying to preach. See?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of helping me, trying to encourage me. You see what I'm talking about? So I said that to say, you don't need to church. Now, I told you, church meant congregation or assembly, didn't I tell you that? Now, this is the first church. the first Constitution was sent out, I'll get over my kids very big help out, you see. See? Now, the church, the word church means congregation or assembly. Now, this is the first church.
Right.
And this is the first congregation and the first assembly.
Right.
That was not Roman Catholic, and neither was it Protestant.
Right.
Now, how am I doing that?
All right. All right.
You see? Now, who's speaking? No, not Peter.
Right.
See? God was speaking to them.
Right.
The introduction, I'm the Lord thy God, not Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Isn't that right?
Right.
You see what? Now that's the first church. That's the first congregation. That's the first assembly. That's the pastor.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the big shouting. God himself, but Moses. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's nice. Right. Right. Moses and God spoke back there. You see? God spoke back there. You see? It's just trembling. Ain't that right? And Moses had brought him up, he said, I'm praying too. And he stood there and trembled. Ain't that right?
Amen.
God speaks today. Earth just shakes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say that for, Roger? Did you see that man the other night?
Right.
Did you see him shaking his
head?
You seen it, didn't you, Ben? And he's watching me. You understand? I'm talking about God being in you.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's ever me, you know, in that name.
That's right.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
He walks around and all the time he's up there. He's fooling around, he jives around trying to get hold of him. Nice to say and all like that and all around there. Now, then he's watching me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's shaking. Now, he thought I was going to get up and get on. You understand? Well, I just preached up for that thing. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You see what I mean? Now, look, folks, you won't have to be bothered with me after today for a while. You see? But I do want to give it over to you so that you can see what I'm talking about. Now, if I wanted to, you understand, I could stick my finger in my ear and talk so fast you can't hardly understand, can't hardly keep up with me, and spit this thing in me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. My old bat. Pretty awesome to sit down all night. Just get no doubt I'm so well plated with him. Is that right? I'm not gonna so well plated.
You see?
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
He knows I got my dinner to get. You see? Well, you've been getting dinner to nearly 2,000 years and all, you haven't learned nothing.
That's right.
You see? Ain't that right? You rip and rush right out of here and right up in the in some drive-in studio. Go home and turn the TV on what's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right?
That's right.
TV guy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Hang around there and sit around there, you understand? Dove off, go sleep, you understand? We could. You know what?
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
Nothing. If you pay your bills, you ain't gonna have no money to go out and look for that way. Because they ain't paying you that much. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I almost know us, don't you? Now that takes care of this, what they call a New Testament.
All right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Now do we begin to for me to die. Okay?
Why is it necessary?
As I heard Bishop Short say here, that's the same book. He was no beginner, no novice, no child, but he knew what the guy there was good. See, he was no greenhorn. You understand? That's true. We've all been out there. You know, too. You know that's what they're doing out there. You see? Doing the very thing they ought not to be doing. Listen, let me tell you something. Now, you listen to me real good. Now, to take these things home with you. See, Christ was not instituting Lord's Supper. He was a Passover or communion. I'm going to eventually get it so you know what I'm talking about. You see? He was not doing it. Now, the reason why he ate that supper was because, as you just read, he said that he was full of spirit. Now, you're trying to tell me that he don't know what he was doing, and he's instituting instead of full spirit.
Right.
You're trying to tell me God don't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When he over there in Jeremiah with the new covenant.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't going to make another one like that. Mm-hmm. Where they're all them kind laws and all this eating this bread and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You understand? God said he wasn't
going
to do that. You understand? You're saying God don't know what he's talking about. You understand? God said I will write. In your heart. You're trying to tell me Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Right.
And I'm disagreeing. You say I'm a bad fellow because I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You say you're trying to build a church. I say, I don't worry with that. The Messiah said upon this rock he built.
Mm-hmm.
Get over in the second chapter of Acts of the Apostles up there on the day of Pentecost. You read there, see, when the apostles preached. And the Lord added to the church daily such as you hear these things.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see, I'm against everything you're doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was so bad. But you are always different. Written in our hearts, read and known of all men, here comes the $64,000. Look, when you take your book, your Bible I'm talking about, you got in that Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You see what I'm talking about? I'm showing you how it is. Then you got Isaiah, Jeremiah. No, I know Kings and Chronicles. I know the history of Baal. I know Joshua and Deuteronomy in the Bible. Is that man here? Yes, I do. You want that saving going? But I'm talking about the Lord's prophets, you see? See the history, see? All right, now then, look. You got, come on over, you got what you call a major prophet? That's wrong. You got what you call a minor prophet? You understand? That's wrong. You sure ain't got much of a chance to get straightened out there, have you?
No.
I say everything you do is wrong. You understand? Now, here's where you made the mistake out on that. See, if it was God speaking to Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micah, and them, your major, if it was God speaking to them, they couldn't go no further than what God. If God said a whole lot, they called Isaiah the silver tongue prophet. Well, he had lots to say. See? He's a major. Micah. You understand? He ain't dang much turn. He's a short horse and he's a third. He's a jackrabbit.
Uh-huh.
Get the point?
Right.
But now I'm having you to know that God is speaking through all of these men.
See, and them what's saying, they couldn't say anything other than what God said to them. So there's no such thing as made in man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. You see?
You did?
Yes, that's right.
Don't that make horse sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't it?
Yes.
All right.
What else?
Or as much as ye are manifestly declared to be Jesus.
For as much then as ye have manifested in the past, it is Jesus Christ, written in our hearts, ministered unto us. See? Read and known of all men. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We believe in Jesus. See, and that's what they're pounding on. That's just a regular three-man church.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a man who was a Christ with God. Abraham believed God, never counted unto him righteous. Paul said to the Galatians, and even after reading it out of the Bible, because speaks are not convinced. You understand? Even after you read it out of the Bible. You want to read it out of there?
Yes.
Look at the third chapter of Galatians and see. Read. Oh, foolish Galatians. Now look, you big fool, you. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Now, who fools you? Who fools you upon all this clowning you're carrying on around here, eating large suppers and down in these holes and suspicions and things, you understand? Oh, foolish Galatians. Galatians are Gentiles. See?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, foolish Galatians. Foolish Galatians. Who deceived you? Read.
That you should not obey the truth.
That you should not obey the truth.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ is condemned.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ is condemned.
Set forth a sunset.
Brother, listen. Christ died and moved out of
the final.
That's right. Now what are you doing now? Who fooled you?
All foolish Galatians.
Is that right?
Right.
Read on.
This only when I...
Now this only, a great apostle with the Holy Ghost in it, going every which way from farming mackerels and living that, even start raising the dead through the man.
That's right.
And covered more territory than the rest of us.
Right.
Fucking more tongues than the rest of us. Mm-hmm.
Just now,
out of this only. I don't want to know but one thing of you.
This only what I learned.
All right, read.
Received you the Spirit by the works of the law.
Did you receive the Spirit?
By the works of the law.
By the hearing of faith.
Or by the hearing of faith. Are you listening?
Yes. Yeah.
Here
you go.
Stand right
there
right
in
your
place.
That's right.
And you can't
breathe. Did you receive the Spirit? Look, now come up here, every one of you kids. Come up here, give me a hand.
Give me a hand.
Don't talk.
We're ready to be baptized right now. Understand?
Right.
Yes, you can take the Spirit. Understand?
I was it by the hearing of faith? Had
right.
Listen like you.
That's
God
right.
Said, mm-hmm. God said, after those days into their hearts, I put my law in. And you believe it. Isn't that how you
That's do? Right.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, all this performing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? What you do, you just showing you don't know what you don't know nothing about it.
That's right.
Get the point?
That's right.
Do you see this? Yeah. Receive me the Spirit by the works of the law. This day I look for this. Not by every kind of conceivable way. Did that give you that word for word? Now look. Get what you're telling me. You see? You don't believe it. You couldn't believe it to save your soul. You see? They don't need you lying around like that. You're telling me that this is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the New Testament. You see? You understand? Mm-hmm. Then you turn right around. Put your thing on it, Dr. Matthew 26:26.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread.
And break it.
And gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body.
This is my body.
Okay. This is the cup.
And likewise he took the cup.
He thanked and gave it to them, saying,
mm-hmm.
Drink you all of it.
Mm-hmm. Read.
For this is my blood of the new testament.
Now look. Listen here, Roger. You see, you done told me this is the new testament. There's no good. See, you done said that. You thought I was from on fire. I get over here and you tell me over there in Matthew that this cup is the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
Then you get over here in Jeremiah 31:31, you tell me that God says this is the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a fool do you think I am?
All right, sir.
You see the point? Mm-hmm. Something wrong somewhere.
That's right.
You see it?
Amen.
Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Now they won't let me carry on like I'm carrying on out there in these churches. That's why we have to have the school.
Right.
See? They put me out. She just got a pain. And some of them's asked me about Bishop Short staying here. You think you stay? Yeah, you stay. There ain't nowhere else for him to go. See? You can't stay nowhere else, so then there ain't nowhere else for him to stay. Now you're going to speak the truth.
Yeah.
Now that's the truth. If you mean something, there's no way to do it. If you mean something,
then there
ain't no way to do it.
That's right.
There ain't nothing to do with it. But just come on down. Thank you, Mercy. Now look, remember I told you that they said the secret was waiting to get rid of.
Right.
Then you walk in, then you tell me nothing. Then you get over down and tell
me about
that
hour.
Hey, what kind of an idiot do you think I am?
Then
you think, I don't know, cause you don't.
Uh-huh.
Right.
See? As smart as you think you are. And as holy and as righteous as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
You think because you don't know. Okay? And there's no end to the sun for you to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And smart as you are. See? Now what you're doing, you're judging me.
Mm-hmm.
You see the point? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then you get up and walk out. Hey, don't, I don't want to hear no more about that institute down there. Don't tell me that's not that interesting. I don't want to hear another thing. Okay. But all this is
They are. They're dead wrong. If what you're talking about out there is right, they're dead wrong.
That's right.
Well, we don't go along with nothing. Roman Catholic. And listen, I mean no parts of it.
That's right.
I mean no parts of it. You stand up and tell me all that, Jim. Then, you know better. And your old kind of conscience takes it too.
You got a little old piece of bread running in my way. There ain't hardly enough of it to catch me.
Well,
now,
little dropper of grape juice. You understand? Down in your physical body. And you are telling me that elevates you to a spirit. I say, on the neck.
All right.
See?
Right.
Won't do you no good in a spirit. Listen, Doc. It won't hardly do you no good. You see, you didn't have enough to do you no good in your physical body. Don't say nothing about your spirit.
Right.
That's right.
Now, God never has been that stingy. And Pay somebody for the pews and the seats you sit in. You understand? Pay your dues. You understand? Mm-hmm. Paul said, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reason and faith.
Well, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get changed. You understand? Quickly stand on hard and about yourself. I ain't, you know, cost of living's gone up. All y'all know that. Went up 10% last month. I ain't getting but $150. I need a raise in my salary. You can't see these lights burning and this, that, and other. I thought you said so, child. I'll need a raise in my salary and get them stings and blues and crying and blues about the salary and they talk about paying off more.
And you get done breathing. You've got foot, nine, ten, with a cold.
Thank you. Now, wait, you got shot. This body of Christ. Now, wait, you got shot.